Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, it is. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy, what day of the week
Hump
are we?
Day.
Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
That's a good sign if you don't know what day of the week it is.
Is it?
I feel like it means it's moving fast.
Do you
if
reckon?
You're like, oh, it's Tuesday, means you're counting every hour.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you're a funny dude, yeah?
Stop it, keep going.
So funny that you've performed at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, yeah?
I have been over there, yes.
Yes.
I've performed to tens of people over there.
Well, mate, not funny enough to make it in the funniest one-liners from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
I mean, to be fair to me, also not current enough. I was over there 5 years ago.
Mate, make all the excuses you like.
Well, that's a pretty valid one.
The list of the top one-liners at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival have been announced.
Hang on.
I have them here, and you are not on it.
No, hang on.
Very funny one-liners.
You don't have actresses from 20 years ago. You're not giving them grief about not winning an Oscar this year.
No. If you had to go, what's the best liners, one-liners from a movie, half of them are from 20, 30 years ago.
Mate, this is from this year's Fringe.
It doesn't say that. It just says
the Fringe is on right now. Do you think they've just bought a best one-liners of all time?
Don't get touchy.
Well, I am.
Just come up with funnier gags if you want to make the list.
Okay. I'll give them the year that they're doing it.
I'll give you some suggestions of things you can go with this next time, because here's what's made it on the list, and they're making me chuckle. This is by a guy called Andy Field. I feel like you're going to know all these people. I don't know them. A guy called Andy Field. His joke was, I like to imagine the guy who invented the umbrella was going to call it the Brella, but he hesitated.
I feel like this is the show.
Okay.
Now, I should just read you these.
I haven't pre-read all of these. Alistair Beckett King says, when someone says, I don't believe in coincidences, I say, oh my God, me neither. Oh, that's kind of cute.
Old.
This is Olaf Falafel, who says, I wasn't.
Olaf Falafel? Did you check that name?
He says, I wasn't particularly.
Hang on, is it Olaf Falafel?
What does that say?
I don't know.
Olaf
Falafel, that's quite a name. It sounds delicious.
I wasn't particularly close to my dad before he died, which was lucky because he trod on. Oh, I probably can't read that one.
What
happened? That's ruined it.
What?
Well, it's his joke. What? They were listed online.
So you read
you
read the first line and went and said, I'm not
that
close to
him. No, he trod on something that exploded, which means that it's good that he wasn't close to his dad. Anyway, now I'm having to explain his gag.
Who? Olaf Falafel. You couldn't even explain his name. How are you going to explain his joke?
The final one that made me chuckle. A friend tricked me into going to Wimbledon by telling me it was a men's singles event. Oh, dear. Anyway, I don't like the one that won, though. They reckon the best joke from it was, I'm not a fan of the new pound coin, obviously from the UK, but then again, I hate all change.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I mean,
I reckon Umbrella Man should have won.
Those lists are never
Have you got one? Okay. Well, what have you got a funny one?
No, because I don't do one-liners.
Oh, mate, now you don't do one-liners.
Yeah. What a way to start the show.
Just give us something funny.
Well, I don't know.
The pressure.
Jeez. I'm just going to look up some more from Olaf Falafel.
I was peaked at Olaf Falafel.
Hey, we do have a big show coming up today.
Is Olaf dropping in?
Olaf isn't, but Pink on the World Famous Rooftop in
Olaf
LA
Falafel,
is.
And I'll have another co-host. Hey, it took me a while, but I got there.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've just been on Olaf's website. He's got some funny gear on there.
Yeah.
You should check it
out. Give me an example.
You can learn a thing or two.
Give me an example of one of the jokes.
No, they're all a bit too, I can't say them on air.
Why not?
Because.
No, some of those ones at the top look like they're family friendly.
I want to tell you about Perth. On the weekend, I went back home. What's wrong?
Nothing. I was just wondering what you were looking up Olaf's website on because you don't have a computer in front of you.
My phone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Can you show me the website?
Stop being so paranoid. You are hopeless. I mean, I wasn't on any website. But anyway, I was in Perth on the weekend visiting my family.
You were.
And I went to see my nan. And I don't get to see my nan very often. Mm. She's been put into a home. And she's, I hate that expression, put into a home. But anyway, she's moved into a home.
Locked up.
No.
Tucked in the nut house.
She's moved homes. She's in a smaller home in amongst a lot of other homes.
With care
with other
and
people.
Some other mates that she's forced to sit there with.
Anyway, she's 95, okay? Yeah. She's a dead set legend. She's the one that told me when I dyed my hair, she rang me up and the only thing she had to tell me was she preferred me blonde.
And you said, that's it, I'm chucking you in your home. That was the last straw. You've broken this camel's back.
No, I just love it. I was terrified of her growing up. She was a hard ass.
Was she?
Oh, yeah. She was. And she is the softest, mushy little marshmallow now, and I could eat her all up, right? Yep. So I went to visit her, and I said, what are you doing here, Nan? I said, do you watch TV? And she goes, I can't see. And I was like, okay, fine. And then I said, "What do you listen to some music? Do you go to the music recital things? I can't hear. And I'm like, okay, well, that's no fun. I said, do you read at least? I told you, I can't see. So then I said, what do you do all day in here, Nan?
Great question.
And she said, I have a whole lot of things I do to keep my mind active. And I said, why? And she goes, because I don't want to lose my mind. And she hasn't lost her mind, even in the slightest. She is so sharp.
So when you say she can't see, can't hear, like pretty much.
I mean, she could tell I'd come to visit.
Sure, but like can't.
Well, I don't really know. Movies. I did say, hi, Nan, it's Carrie. So I'm not sure whether that's how she knew it was me or whether she can't really hear a lot
lady.
Either. So
you're the lady that put me in the home.
I just don't think she can see watching the TV from a distance and all that.
All
kind
those
of
hobby
thing.
Things.
Exactly.
Right.
So I asked her what she did. And she said she does things like she'll pick a letter like V and think of how many of the men she's met in her life that have a name starting with the letter V. And she'll sit there for an hour and go through names of people starting with the letter V.
She's or she'll, V. That's not wrong. Victor?
Val?
Vince?
Val's Vince?
Vince.
I mean, I don't know if she's met any of these people, but if we were playing the game, we'd be good
at it. And I'm just thinking of one. Yeah, Vince Colosimo, Val Kilmer, Victor Harbour. You know, the big three stars.
Anyway, she was telling me all these things, and then she says, and sometimes I say the alphabet backwards. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, keeps my mind active. And I said, you can say the alphabet backwards. And my son, who was there with me, his ears pricked up, and he goes, what do you mean you can say the alphabet backwards? And she goes, have a listen.
AXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCPA.
Wow, she's flying too.
Nan is on fire. Can you do the alphabet backwards?
I was just trying to think.
Can you do it forwards?
Z. Being very hurtful today. ZX. Y. No, ZYX.
Well, that's a great start.
Oh, you have a crack, mate. Have you been practicing?
ZYX.
Oh, you just copied me. You're doing the same but backwards trick that I do.
Anyway, it blew my son's mind and he spent the entire trip home trying to learn the alphabet backwards.
Yeah.
Right? And I thought, I wonder how many things people can do, like tricks people can do backwards.
Quick, spell your name backwards.
E-I-R-R-A-C.
Okay, you've started with your first name and I was not expecting that.
Oh, E-R-O-M-K-C-I-B.
Wow.
It's a family trait.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that's great.
Can you do anything backwards? Can you walk backwards?
I can walk backwards. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I can, no.
Maybe this is not a good
hang
call.
Hang on, I can give
again.
That same. I can,
maybe I shouldn't be asking for you to call 131060 with what you can do backwards.
No, definitely. People can always.
Mate, there was nothing you could do backwards.
Yeah, but if we just base people on what I could do, this would be the dullest show ever.
All right, 131060, what can you do backwards? Yeah, what's great. Something that most people do forwards that you can do backwards?
There'll be people that have whole songs. Anyway, yes. Let's just wait and see.
Yeah. We will.
I'm really excited about this.
Thanks,
well
Nan.
Done. Well done, Bickmore Carrie.
Lady Brand.
See, oh, you didn't even notice what I did.
131060.
Oh, Bickmore Carrie.
What can you do backwards? Well, Kate, you calls next. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. 131060. Want to know what you can do backwards?
Well, we're talking about it because my Nan, when I went to visit her in her home on the weekend, declared to me that she can do the alphabet backwards. And she is just a glorious mix of humour and tricks and hard-arsery. That's how I describe my grandma.
Just enough humour and tricks that you like a company, but enough hard-arsery that you thought, not too much, I'll chuck her in her home.
I didn't put her in the home. Stop saying that. Mm. This is her doing it backwards.
AXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCPA.
Now, this is really cute because a friend of mine just messaged me during that last break saying, my brother made me learn the alphabet backwards when I was 5 and would parade me around the schoolyard. I was the only Asian the town had ever seen, so it was all part of the novelty.
And people would go away if that's the first Asian they met. Because is this over in Perth as well?
No, I think she was in the country in Victoria.
Right, because they would walk away going, "Wow, I met my first Asian." And you won't believe what they do. They speak backwards.
We've got Chloe on the line from Melbourne. Chloe, what do you do backwards?
I eat my meals backwards.
Oh, you start with dessert.
Yes, I eat my dessert, then my main, and then my entree.
Oh, Chloe, you are a genius.
Hold on. When you're out? Like, no one has three meals at every sitting. Like, when are you doing this? At a fancy restaurant?
No, I usually just do it at home because, like, when I go out, it's kind of hard to do it.
So what would you... Give me an example of your meal backwards.
I feel like, though, you're
missing... Like, I'd have my ice cream, then my, say, like, I'm eating spaghetti bolognese for my main, and then I have my bread for... Entree.
Yeah, I think you're missing the main point of Chloe's plan, which
sure,
is she doesn't plan on ever having three courses. This is just a great way to eat ice cream and then go, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what I say to my parents. I just want ice cream and then I just eat that.
Weird. All right, we got Wayne on the Gold Coast. Wayne, what do you do backwards?
Yeah, I can do a bit of spelling backwards.
Oh, yeah? Oh. Christmas. Just,
Got Target.
No, 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 mate. Spell Christmas for me backwards.
Oh, come on. I can spell mum backwards for you.
Oh, yeah. Mate, it's so
good. Well, hey, Wayne, can you spell Wayne backwards?
Oh, you got me there.
Oh, mate. No, hold on. So, you can't say anything
backwards.
No,
this
backwards.
Is good. This is a very specific skill set that you've got, Wayne.
Man, they're pretty easy, eh?
Yeah, so Wayne, your main ones that you spell backwards are the words that are spelt the same forwards
Nan
as backwards.
And mum.
I reckon he'd also be pretty good with kayak, and I reckon he'd be
it's
a ripper.
Kayak, oh, it's the same.
He'd be a ripper with race car as well.
Oh,
well,
no.
Wayne has just chimed in and said, "I don't know them ones." I'm helping you out as much as I can here, bro.
You just blew my mind. Race car backwards is race car. There you go, kids. Take that little trick to school. Mm. Ellie in Wagga. Ellie, what can you do backwards?
So parking mainly. I am better to park backwards than what I am forwards.
I thought you said farting. Oh. You thought she said something else.
Yeah, I thought
you
said something much ruder.
Yeah, if you can fart backwards.
Oh, yeah, I'm really good at parallel parking too, Ellie. It's fun parallel parking,
can't.
Isn't it?
What do you mean? Unless it's backwards. So when I was getting my license, because I could just not reverse park, I spent so long out in the paddocks just reversing, drive around everywhere in reverse, and now I'm better in reverse.
You know what I reckon would make an amazing couple? If Ellie and Wayne had a kid.
No. No. Oh. Hey, wait. Spell tumour backwards.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, have you ever had someone send you a message saying, hey, you've got to check out what I've just seen of you, and it's made you panic?
What?
Like, have you ever had someone, like, you've looked at your phone and someone's gone, oh, my gosh, I just saw the news story.
Oh.
And you go, oh, what have I done? Why have I done it?
Well, I don't get around doing stuff that I'm then like, well, no, I don't. That doesn't happen often.
Well, here's
for the help of this, would you let me go all the time? It's really stressful.
No, you can just say no, and then I can tell you about the time it happened to me.
Okay. Is that how radio can work? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's fine.
I think that's called roadblocking, though.
Yesterday, we're not doing an impro class, mate. Anyway, Space Jump. We're in the nursery.
I used to love Space Jump. Okay, no, I haven't had that done. But has that happened to you, Tommy?
Hey, you don't have to do that, mate. So yesterday I just put a post up, right? It was just a normal Instagram post.
Yeah.
But then underneath it, the first comment, and it came straight away, was, what's this I hear about you joining the Mile High Club recently? It was on the news. Comments? Question mark.
Oh, did you?
Well, no, but... with any of these things, I panic where I'm like, hang on, what have I been? Where have I done? What have I? And I never have. It's like when
I
go through.
No.
It's like,
yeah, haven't you?
I haven't. I actually haven't. So,
well, then why have you gone all red? You're being all weird. Anyway, okay, so you haven't recently, which was the point of it. It was, have you recently? Sure.
It's like when you drive through a booze bus, right? And even though you're completely sober, you go, oh my gosh,
okay.
what if I suddenly start panic? Where are the drugs stashed? All these things that
that doesn't happen to me.
But don't you panic about everything that it doesn't even apply?
I hadn't even drugs around in my car, mate.
No, so neither. No. But I hadn't even been on a plane, but I suddenly thought, oh my gosh, where have I?
You have been on a
plane.
You came back from Darwin last week.
Oh.
Do you remember that trip? Anyway, well, who were they talking about then if it wasn't you?
Well, then thankfully, the next comment straight away, as I've started to Google myself,
how lame
to walk in on somebody Googling themselves and Mile High Club. If someone looked over my shoulder, they'd hear Tommy Little, Mile High Club. It wasn't me. It was Tommy Lee.
Who's Tommy Lee?
You know Tommy Lee, Pammy's ex Motley Crue drummer.
Yes. Oh, he's definitely joining the Mile High Club on a regular basis.
Yeah, I reckon he's got one of those, after 9 stamps, you get the 10th flight free card for the Mile High Club. So here's what I want to know.
Tommy Lee, right.
131060, I'd love to know, have you ever had a case of mistaken identity? Has someone thought it was you when it wasn't? And
You don't have to be famous. It could just be.
No, completely. Yeah. It could be a mate ringing you up and going, oh, I saw you down at the bloody, you know. Well, that's where you finish the story as a caller. You get it, right? So I scrolled down a little further because I thought Tommy Lee is a funny person to get me confused with.
Yeah.
One is, firstly, has an adult videotape out there. Why?
I know. Yeah, anyway, keep going.
Are you roadblocking again? We've talked about this.
No, I'm just saying that if you told me you had an adult video, that wouldn't surprise me.
What do you think I am doing with my life?
Anyway, keep going.
It's a flip book and you know that. Then I looked up this Tommy Lee story because I thought, I'll just leave it there. And then he writes it back in his next comment and he goes, oh, you're not going to use this on radio tomorrow, are you? And I thought, well, it wasn't.
I might.
And then he wrote, hashtag mistaken identity. I thought,
oh, he's done the whole segment for you.
This is a legend. JD is his name. And he's just given, Joss is his name. Joss has just given me a whole radio segment. Thanks, Joss. And sure, it might not have been my best work, but it's something. Did you read about the Tommy Lee story?
No, I didn't.
He was on a one-hour flight.
Why would I have read about the Tommy Lee story? I didn't know about it. You just told me.
Mate, you are making life very hard for me at the moment.
But don't, just read it to me.
What would you think?
We've got calls backed up. We want to tell you about their mistaken identity.
Do you want to go to them then?
I don't know. Do you want the calls or the Tommy Lee story?
I'm
you're running this segment. Or should we call your mate, get your mate on Instagram and ask him how he wants the
segment.
Actually,
we should. If we can get Josh. Welcome back to Carrie and Josh. Hey, Elise from Hobart. Mistaken identity. If you can save this segment, you're doing better than we are, Elise. What happened?
I'll do my best. Well, I was running a tour group as the driver and I was helping people unload bags and things. And a little bit later on, I got a text from my mum saying, oh, you looked cold this morning. Oh. And I said, oh, yeah, it was pretty chilly. I was loading bags into the bus for a while. And she goes, oh, at the hotel on, I don't know, wherever it was. And I went, no, I was in a completely different suburb. And she goes, oh, because I saw you this morning at this hotel. And I went, no, I don't think you did.
Jeez,
she goes, oh, no, it was you. She even had the navy blue uniform you had on and same blonde hair and completely was not me. And even now she still sees that same person who looks just like me.
And have you seen her already?
Doppelganger.
Have you seen her?
No, I keep driving by kind of at random times just in case, but I've never seen it.
So you've never been in the same place at the same time?
And it's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe she wears glasses because I don't wear glasses.
Oh, no famous two people have ever put on glasses to fool people for their identity.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jay in Newcastle. Jay, when have you been mistaken for someone else?
My mum mistaked me for a drug dealer. She's seen it in the newspaper and gave me quite a blow up on the phone.
It's mums. Mums are.
Yeah, I know.
Both good.
See, you know, I get
Jay.
A feeling.
Good on you.
Jay, would you ever be nervous going past a booze bus?
Oh, yeah, by the looks of it, yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is time to do this.
Grab Pink's latest single, What About Us, from the new album Beautiful Trauma. What About Us? Out October 13.
Carrie and Tommy, same, but backwards.
Massive.
I've just realised something.
What?
My Nana would be amazing at this game.
Wouldn't she?
She's amazing at doing things backwards. Hey. She would love this guy. She can come to LA with us.
That's why you're good at that.
What? Oh, my gosh. It's all coming together. That's why I can play this game so well.
Damn my dead grandparents and their lack of skill.
Anyway, we have Carly, who is in the lead, third day in the row. She's won this comp. She is 3 days away from coming with us to LA. She just has to hold on.
Carly, you've smashed it so far. How are you feeling?
Nervous, but no. You know.
Come on, confidence, Carly.
I try my best. I have every day, so...
Good on you. You know the deal. Maddie, you are new to this. The fresh upstart. How are you?
Oh, a bit nervous.
Okay. Well, you'll be fine. You know the rules. All you have to do is buzz in with your name. First person buzz in, just say the name of the Pink song that we have played you in reverse.
Just one Pink song. You've only got one chance to guess this. You ready to play?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Carly.
What is it?
Sober.
It is.
Good job. This is making me nervous because what if Carly gets all the way to Friday and then gets pipped at the post?
Two more, Carly.
Don't think that I haven't thought about that.
Oh, no. I should be sending you positive vibes. No, you can do this, Carly. Back tomorrow. Carry over champ. Let's see how you go. Sorry, Maddie, but thanks for calling
all
in
good.
And trying.
Good job, Carly. Thank you very much.
That's nice and supportive, isn't it?
Isn't it? Unlike me.
No, you'd be muttering swear words under your breath by now.
Pink on the world famous rooftop. If you want to join Carrie and Tommy there, head to hit.com.au and grab Pink's latest single. It is called What About Us from the new album Beautiful Trauma, out October 13.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, parents are brilliant, right?
Oh.
They do such amazing work. And sometimes, kids are often brilliant, but sometimes kids can be a bit of a pain.
Oh, they can just get their yabber on, you know? Yes. They can like a chat.
Well, as my sister says, she goes, I just want to pee in peace. But sometimes these two things combine, a parent being brilliant and wanting to get a bit of a reprieve from the kid, and an amazing result occurs. Such thing has happened in Scunthorpe.
Where's
over
Scunthorpe?
In the UK, Scunthorpe. Jason West, 34 years old in Scunthorpe, has come up with an amazing game because he wanted to watch the football. Bit of football, yeah?
In peace and quiet.
Bit of soccer, isn't it? But we call it football, in peace and quiet. That was good. You didn't even say cup of tea.
No.
Very well done, Bickers. He came up with an amazing way to keep his two kids entertained so he could get some peace and quiet and just watch the game. What he did was he gave them each a £5 note. He then said the longest to keep their nose pressed against the note, against the wall.
So he stuck the £5 note on the wall.
He didn't stick it to the wall. No. He held it and then got the kid to walk up and push their nose against the wall, holding the £5 note against the wall. They couldn't use their hands. So basically a kid just staring at a wall.
A brother and sister, and whoever can stand there longest.
Yes, whoever, if the note drops from one of them, the winner gets both notes.
Wow.
Guess how long he got out. We just put a photo up there on our Insta.
Oh, that's them.
Happy Carrie Tommy
cutie.
Show if you want to check that out.
Actually, I don't know if that's cute or mean.
I think it's a bit of both.
Looks like they're in the naughty corner.
Yeah, but with money.
With money. How long they last? Like 10 minutes or something?
45
what?
Minutes. Isn't it great?
That's
he got
cruel.
To watch
you can't
the game.
Have your kid's head stuck to the wall for 45 minutes.
Mate, it's only
minutes.
Cruel for one of them. The other one got £10. Pretty good, isn't it? It reminded me, my mum used to do simple things with me, like she'd give me, and I look back now and I think how ridiculous the amount of money was. She'd give me 1 cent for every 2 laps of the garden I could run. So I'd just go out and I'd just run and I'd get like
that's
50
genius.
Cents.
That's genius. And then you would sleep like a baby.
Yeah. So that's good, right? But I think the
and
best
one.
1 cent
too. What did you ever get? Maximum?
Oh, I'd get like 50 cents and I'd be so cooked.
That'd be a bag of mixed lollies though.
Yes, back in the day. Yeah. Big time. Well, this one comes from even further back in the day. PT, pre-Tommy, because I'm, of course, the accident in my family.
Oh, I've got right. So you've got a brother and sister older than
a fair bit older than me. They went camping together. Now, my brother was always so full of energy. And one day, my parents just thought, we just need a break from these two children. We're doing such a great job and they're just talking to us. And so they came up with a game for both my brother and sister. They gave them a cardboard box, some string, and some bird seed, and they said, we will give you 10 cents, and this is safely, mind you, we'll give you 10 cents for every seagull that you manage to trap under the box, of course, peacefully. You're not hurting the birds. It's fine.
How many times did you trap a seagull?
Everyone's freaked out. Oh, gosh.
You can't say anything these days.
No, you can't say anything. They're putting a box over a bird for 2 seconds. How
That's
dare
how you
they?
Keep them, isn't it? In a box?
Yeah, I think
so. With a hole, couple of holes?
So 10 cents for every seagull or 50 cents for every magpie. And my parents said it was the most amazing display of the differences between your brother and your sister. Because 3 hours later, and we paid your sister 50 cents because she got twigs and she set up a little string to the twig and that held the box up and she put bird seed under and she waited for seagulls to walk under there, takes it, and then she'd, again, safely pull the bloody stick down and 10 cents. There you go. My brother spent 3 hours with his box over his head. Running and trying to jump on magpies because he wanted the 50 cents. And again, he ended up so exhausted by the end of it.
And your parents had the most amazing afternoon camping
by the
fire.
3 peaceful hours. And you know how much it cost them? 50 cents. 50,
oh, we got to speak to people. Even kids call up. What do your parents do with you to shut you up? What games have they made up to give them a bit of peace and quiet?
And
if you're a mum, call up too. Give us your tricks.
Yeah.
I'd love to know some.
131060 is our number.
It can't be an app either. It's not an iPhone game. It's got to be like a creative
game. It's got to be something you made up.
Yeah.
If you've invented a game to keep the kids quiet, 131060. Or if you're a kid and your mum's done it, 131060. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060. If you've invented a game to keep your kids quiet, that's the number we're asking for you.
Just to get some peace.
Because this dad made his kids stand against a wall with a note between their noses and the wall. Mm. The longer they stood there, the more money they got.
Well, the first one to drop it, the other one got the cash.
Sweet
Just
deal.
A good bit of fun. Got him 45 minutes of watching the football over in the UK.
Tony's in Townsville. Tony, are you the parent or the kid?
I'm the kid, but I think that I'll be doing this with my little one as well.
What happened?
So every hour that we were quiet or we didn't say a word, we would get a dollar. And the first person that would open up their mouth and say something would lose their money and that would go straight to the other person. So me and my little brother would be like really quiet for like hours on end, and the most that we've ever gotten up to was $2.
So that's great. 2 hours piece, even an hour piece of quiet, $2. Oh, great idea.
I know.
But back in the day, a dollar was quite a lot.
Tony, any confidence issues speaking up in groups or any kind of bad results?
No, because I know that I'm not going to get money out at the end of the day. So I'm the chatterbox.
Now you're just bragging about how much money you made as a kid. This is great. Good on you, Tony.
Yeah, exactly. I would win from my brother and take all of his money, and now I'm like, no, I'm not going to get money out of not speaking, so I'm going to speak for the rest of my life.
That's great.
Oh, we got Kay on the line. Thanks, Tony. Kay, are you the kid or the adult, and what are you doing to keep the kids quiet?
I'm the adult, and when an annoying child's in my house, I tell them I've written their name on a blade of grass out in the lawn, and they should go and find it. It'll be special.
Well, the whole thing sounds pretty special, but
that reminds me of when I was a kid. I'd spend hours looking for four-leaf clovers.
Same.
That's the same thing.
But Kay, is there any money as a prize?
No, because I don't write it on there.
No.
Oh, Tommy, you're having flashbacks to your childhood again.
I was actually just about to run outside and search for my name on a piece of grass.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Why are you moaning? What is happening over there? What are you watching?
I've never seen this video before.
What is the video of?
Snake versus woodpecker.
Where the snake pops out the hole.
Out the hole in the tree and goes the bird. Oh!
All right, well, Hamish and Andy, they're up next. Carrie, Tommy, we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.